ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Welcome to JapanesePod101.com. Newbie Series Season 4, Lori's Story Lesson 46. For here or to go. My name is Eric and I'm here with Naomi-sensei.
Konnichiwa, minasan.
Hello everyone, I'm Naomi.
With us, you'll learn to speak Japanese with fun and effective lessons.
よろしくお願いします.
Hey Naomi-sensei, I'm feeling like a coffee right now. Alright, so let's learn how to order stuff like that at a cafe.
そうですね. This continues our series on useful expressions at restaurants.
You know, seeing as how I want a coffee, we're probably going to be at a cafe, right?
そうです。カフェです。
And who's talking?
ロリーさんと店員さん。
Lori and the clerk. And the speakers will be using?
Formal Japanese.
Now, before we listen to the conversation,
we want to ask,
do you read the lesson notes while you listen?
We received an email about this study tip.
So we were just wondering if you've tried it. And if so,
what do you think of it?
Just leave us some feedback in the comments section of this lesson. So let's listen to the order.
カプチーノください。
ホットとアイスがありますが。
アイスカプチーノをお願いします。
サイズは？
スモール。
あ、ショートですね。
あと、豆乳でお願いします。
はい、ソイミルクですね。かしこまりました。お持ち帰りですか？
店内で。
かしこまりました。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
カプチーノ。ください。
ホットとアイスがありますが。
アイスカプチーノをお願いします。
サイズは？
スモール。
あ、ショートですね。
あ、あと、豆乳でお願いします。
はい、ソイミルクですね。かしこまりました。お持ち帰りですか？
店内で。
かしこまりました。
今度は英語が入ります。
カプチーノください。
A cappuccino, please.
ホットとアイスがありますが。
We have hot or iced.
アイスカプチーノをお願いします。
アイスカプチーノ please.
サイズは？
What size?
スモール。
small.
あ、ショートですね。
あ、one short.
あ、あと、豆乳でお願いします。
Oh, and make it with soy milk, please.
はい、ソイミルクですね。かしこまりました。
Okay, one soy milk iced cappuccino.
お持ち帰りですか？
Would you like that to go?
店内で。
For here, please.
かしこまりました。
Alright.
Huh, seems like Lori doesn't go to cafes much. Well, at least not this one.
そうですね。But I never say the right word at this kind of cafe.
Well, you know, each one has their own terminology.
そうそうそう。
It's like their own world, right?
これは、should it be カフェオレ or カフェラテ ?S, small, short, とかね。
For sizes, yeah, there's also like regular,
はい。
meaning small, right?And of course, you know, Starbucks has their own Italian sizes and everything. But with the question of latte or ore, I think, you know, most cafes in Japan use latte. And actually, I think a lot of canned coffees and coffees in bottles and all that in the supermarket and the convenience store use cafe ore.
Oh.
It's just a little issue of branding.
なるほどね。
Who knows? What's the reason? But anyway, onto the vocabulary.
次は単語です。
The first word is?
Size.
Size.
Size. Size.
The next word is?
豆乳
Soy milk.
豆乳
豆乳。
The next word is?
持ち帰り。
Take out or to go.
持ち帰り。持ち帰り。
The next word is?
店内。
In store.
店内。店内。
And last we have a phrase.
かしこまりました。
Certainly. All right.
かしこまりました。かしこまりました。
So what's the first word we're looking at?
豆乳。
Soy milk.
The first kanji means beans, and the second kanji means milk. So bean milk, soy milk.
What's the word for regular milk?
牛乳。
The first kanji, 牛, is the same kanji in 牛肉, which is beef, and that kanji means cow.
そうですね, that's right. So 牛乳 means cow milk.
Right. And in the dialogue, the clerk corrected Lori, right?
はい、そうですね。
Lori wanted 豆乳, but what did the clerk say?
ソイミルクですね。
You mean soy milk, right?
そうです。
You know, he wasn't really correcting her Japanese. He was just translating her words into the lingo of the cafe, right?
はい。
You know, it's kind of like when you go to Cold Stone ice cream and then you say you want a large mint chocolate chip vanilla ice cream and they say, you mean I gotta have it, mint chocolate vanilla? Right?
詳しいね。
So what's the next word?
店内.
In store. Inside the store.
店 means shop or store. 内 means inside. So inside a store, inside a shop.
And what's the next word?
持ち帰り.
Take out or to go.
In a polite situation, the honorific prefix o precedes 持ち帰り, and it becomes お持ち帰り.
Yeah, but again, don't put o in front of your own actions.
Ah, そうですね.
That's just narcissistic.
Good point ですね. The clerk, waiter, waitress can ask お持ち帰りですか? But you cannot say はい、お持ち帰りです. You should say
はい、持ち帰りです.
そうですね。
Because you're going to be doing the taking out.
So you can't put o in front of your own action.
Yeah, and next we have a phrase, right?
はい、そうですね。Which is, かしこまりました。
Certainly. And you'll hear this a lot at shops or restaurants.
ああ、そうですね。It's same as わかりました。I see or I understood. But かしこまりました is more polite.
All right, on to the grammar.
かしこまりました、エリックさん。
What are you, a waitress?
次は文法です。
So the focus of this lesson is useful restaurant expressions. In the dialogue, the clerk said,
お持ち帰りですか?
Would you like that to go? And Lori said,
店内で。
For here, please. 店内 literally means inside the shop, right? And the で, which usually follows 店内, means at, by, or with. And as with many sentences in Japanese, this one is also left unfinished, right?So the full sentence would be,
店内で食べます。
I'm going to eat inside the restaurant. But of course, you don't even say that in English, right? You say for here.
ああ、そっかそっか。
So the verb can be omitted. When answering questions about preferences in a restaurant setting, this type of omission is kind of common. So when the clerk asked for the size,
サイズは?
What size? If you want a short size or small, you'd say,
ショートで。
Short.Please.
Of course, she could have said, ショートお願いします。
Okay, now let's talk about the usage of が at the end of the sentence, alright? This が means but. So what did the clerk say in the dialogue?
ホットとアイスがありますが。
We have hot or iced, dot, 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 right? It's kind of like left hanging for you to answer. So let's break it down, okay?
ホット。
Hot. Maybe hot cappuccino in this case, right?
と
and
ice
probably iced cappuccino
が
subject marking particle
あります
to exist or there is
and が
but or though so literally we have hot and iced cappuccino though the clerk trails off after が because the rest of the sentence is you know understood from context namely that Lori has a choice between these two options so the full sentence would be ホットとアイスがありますがどちらがいいですか?
どちらがいいですか? means which would you like? Or which do you want?
The speaker can also choose to end their sentences with が when they don't want to be too direct, alright? So, let's practice, Nami-sensei.
Hi.
You're a waiter.
Hi.
Not a waiter, you're a waitress. At a coffee shop, or maybe you're a barista, right? And I'll be a customer.
はい、いいですよ。Okay, let's start.
いらっしゃいませ。ご注文は?
I think I'd like to order a coffee, right? So I'd say, コーヒーをください。
はい、かしこまりました。レギュラーとカフェイン抜きがありますが。
カフェイン抜き means decaf, right? Decaffeinated. So, Naomi-sensei just told me that they have regular or decaf. I think I'd like the decaf. I'm a little bit too wired, you know, these days. So, I'd say, カフェイン抜きで。
かしこまりました。お持ち帰りですか?
Certainly. Would you like that to go? I think I'd like to have it here, so I say, 店内で。By the way, Naomi-sensei, you know, I've ordered a decaf only a couple times here in Japan, but each time it took about 12 minutes to make.
Ah, so.
No joke. Like, I ordered it and they said, it's going to take a little bit of time. Is that fine? Like, they gave me warning in advance. What do they do? Do they, like, manually take out the caffeine before they give it to me?
I have no idea, but one thing I can say is, caffeine nuki is not very common in Japan.
Right, people here love their caffeine.
So, ne, we need caffeine.
And by the way, as a side note, in Starbucks, if you like that, decaf is either decafe, caffeine nuki, or decaf.
Decaf?
I've heard everyone.
Mm.
I've heard all of these choices, so either one works, I think. All right, so on that note, go to the coffee shop and try these words out.
そうですね。
So Naomi-sensei and I usually quiz you guys during the episode, right? You know, throw out pop quizzes, sample questions, all that stuff. But testing yourself is also a great way to learn.
That's why we have three types of quizzes.
Vocabulary, grammar, and content specific.
Each quiz targets a specific skill.
And together, these quizzes will help you master several fundamental skills.
You can find them in the Learning Center at
JapanesePod101.com. I'll see you guys next time.
じゃあまた。
カプチーノください。
ホットとアイスがありますが。
アイスカプチーノをお願いします。
サイズは?
スモール。
あ、ショートですね。
あ、あと、豆乳でお願いします。
はい。ソイミルクですね。かしこまりました。お持ち帰りですか?
店内で。
かしこまりました。